Okay. Good morning, everybody. We're going to call this meeting of the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency Regional Plan Implementation Committee to order. The date is Wednesday, December 15th, 2021, and it's 9:15 a.m. The first item on the agenda is the roll call to determine a quorum. Mario, will you help me out there?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Alding?
Here.
Mr. Bruce?
Here.
Mr. Friedrich?
Here.
Ms. Gustafson?
Here.
Mr. Lawrence?
Here.
Mr. Yates?
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you very much, Maria. So I'll kind of review our meeting rules for the day. To observe and participate in the meeting, go to www.trpa.gov and select December 15th, 2021 Governing Board meeting on the calendar and follow the link to the webinar. Members of the public can find all meeting materials there as well. In order to participate in this Regional Plan Implementation Committee meeting, with your comments, please utilize the hand-raising function in the GoToWebinar platform at the appropriate agenda item. With your hand raised, you will be unmuted by TRPA staff and have 3 minutes to address the Regional Plan Implementation Committee. If you have contacted the TRPA for reasonable accommodation and received a unique PIN for dial-in, please make sure you enter that PIN so that you may be identified and unmuted by TRPA staff. If you're using GoToWebinar's Instant Join web app, please make sure it is opened in the Google Chrome browser and that you allow access to your microphone in order to be unmuted. If you're joining via the call-in number posted on our website, please note this is a listen-only option. If you wish to address the Regional Plan Implementation Committee, you will need to log in via GoToWebinar on your computer, tablet, or smartphone, or dial your unique PIN. To committee members, if you wish to speak, please alert me via the chat function if you are online, or speak up if you're calling in. Please set your chat box now to message panelists and organizers to ensure that I see your message. Remote board members may only use the chat function to indicate desire to speak. This function must not be used to have a sidebar conversation. Please remember to mute your mic unless speaking to cut down on background noise. Finally, I would like to have all remote members turn on their camera, and unfortunately, John's having a problem with his, so I understand. And we are all set to go. The next item is the approval of the agenda. Is there any changes to the agenda, Mr. Hester?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are no changes to the agenda.
We'll deem the agenda approved as posted, and now, I'm moving on to, we have a set of minutes, approval of the minutes. We have a set of minutes from November 17th, 2021 at page 35 of our packet. Do any member of the committee wish to make a change to those minutes or entertain a motion to approve the minutes as presented and amended, if amended?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the minutes from the RPIC meeting of November 17th, 2021 as presented.
All right, thank you very much, Shelley. And any comments from any other colleagues? I don't see anything in my chat box, so I just, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Any opposed? Any abstaining? Also, I'd like to recognize that Vince Honigman is probably on. I don't know if he's on video or not, but he is going to be at the end of this day, a member of RPIC, and welcome you, Vince, and you can see how we operate on what I hope is going to be a rather quick meeting. So the next item is item number 3, the discussion and possible recommendation on amendments to the City of South Lake Tahoe's Tourist Core Area Plan and updates on future local plan amendments within the city. And that item is also at page 283 of our governing board packet. And I believe I just turn this over to Jennifer Self and John Hitchcock. And Jen, you can take it away.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. And welcome, Vince. Great to see you on this morning.
I am Jen Self. I'm the Long Range Planning Program Manager with TRPA. I'm also joined for this agenda item by John Hitchcock with the City of South Lake Tahoe. He is the planning manager there. John Hitchcock, if you could just confirm that you're on the line by turning on your webcam, that would be great, or just saying hello.
Hello, I'm here.
Wonderful. Thank you, John. Well, I will provide just a little bit of context for this agenda item, and then I'm actually going to turn it over to John, and he's going to provide a presentation about what these amendments are. So we're here today seeking your recommendation to the TRPA Governing Board to adopt amendments for the Tourist Core Area Plan as provided in your packet, and again, as we'll discuss today. In order to make this recommendation, there will be two proposed motions that require action on your part, and we'll present that at the end of the discussion. The City of South Lake Tahoe and the TRPA Governing Board adopted the Tourist Core Area Plan, or often referred to as TCAP, in 2013. And the TCAP stretches through the city's major tourist corridor along Highway 50, from the Bijou Marketplace, that's essentially across from the Safeway grocery store in the middle of town, to the casino's core, and then along Ski Run Boulevard. The area includes a mix of primarily commercial, retail, and tourist uses, and these are catered to both the residents and the tourists. Procedurally, area plans and area plan amendments are typically first approved and adopted by the local jurisdiction, and then by the TRPA Governing Board. Upon TRPA approval and adoption of the area plan, the plan will become a component of the Tahoe Regional Plan, our blueprint for Tahoe's sustainable future. So local governments are required to demonstrate that the plan is in keeping with the regional plan. And then TRPA staff has annual reviews with the local jurisdictions just to ensure that the area plans are meeting the goals and policies set forth in those. Local jurisdictions engage with TRPA staff early and often throughout the planning process, and that has certainly been the case for this particular amendment. Our staff has been working closely with John Hitchcock and those at the city. The City Planning Commission and the City Council have reviewed and approved these amendments. The City Council adopted the amendments on November 16th of this year, so just last month. If the RPIC recommends TRPA adoption, we anticipate bringing the amendments forward to APC on January 18th, and then also to Governing Board for consideration of a final approval for January. So there's a little bit of context and just kind of procedures on our end. I'll now turn it over to John Hitchcock, and he'll go through what these amendments are.
Thank you, Jennifer, for that introduction. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the Regional Plan Implementation Committee. For the record, John Hitchcock, Planning Manager, City of South Lake Tahoe. The item before you is a proposed amendment to the Tourist Core Area Plan as described by Jennifer. Next slide, please. The proposed amendment will be applicable to the Tourist Core Area Plan Gateway District Special Area Number 1. This is the entrance to the Tourist Core Area Plan as you head east along Lake Tahoe Boulevard, US 50. Next slide, please. The Tourist Core Area Plan was adopted by TRPA in the city in 2013, and it provides land use guidance for this area for the Gateway District. The vision for this gateway is to provide an attractive mixed-use commercial and tourist accommodation district with an array of uses for visitors and residents. Uses such as tourist accommodation, residential, commercial, retail, and recreation uses. The district currently has a mix of these uses that cater to visitors and locals. To continue to promote expansion of tourist-related uses, the amendment would add small-scale manufacturing, industrial services, and wholesale distribution as special uses. To allow retail uses to manufacture products on site for retail sale and distribution. The definition of uses would also be amended to only allow these uses in connection with a primary commercial service. Next use, please. I'm sorry, next slide. Next slide, please. Examples of what we would like to see in this district are, for example, our confectionery shops, leather goods, metalworks, woodworking shops, handcrafted goods, chocolatiers, and coffee shops. What we're promoting here are retail uses that actually manufacture products on site for retail sale on site as well as for distribution. There's a trend that we're seeing now. Individuals are interested in the retail experience, not simply going to a retail store and buying products, but interested in the experience on how their products are made and where the products are coming from. So some examples I showed, there's a chocolate shop in New York City where they sell chocolate on site, but then they also manufacture on site so people can see how the products are produced, how they're manufactured, so that they get that retail experience. Next slide, please. The proposed amendment would would only be in connection with a primary retail commercial use, so you wouldn't be able to do a primary industrial use or a primary wholesale distribution use or primary small-scale manufacturing. It has to be connected to a retail use. The space allocated to the use would be limited to 30% of the primary retail commercial use. We also made these uses special use that would require additional permitting and approval by the Planning Commission to ensure that whatever use is proposed as part of the retail experience is desirable in that proposed location and any potential impacts are fully mitigated. And then to note, there are no changes to the design development standards. Any proposed use would still have to meet the design development standards of the tourist core area plan. Next slide, please. The purpose of the amendment is to continue to facilitate implementation of TCAP objectives to create new retail experiences for visitors and for locals, continue to encourage tourist-related retail commercial uses on site and product development of community-made goods, and to further enhance the retail experience. And that concludes my presentation, but I also wanted to mention that the City of South Lake Tahoe did adopt a new policy regarding amendments to area plans. We only allow applicants to now submit applications between the month of October and December for consideration by the City Council and the TRPA Governing Board. And also, just for you to be aware, we will be coming to you with an amendment to the Bijou Tahoe Community Plan next month. That relates to the 56-acre master plan as well as the proposed City of South Lake Tahoe new recreation center. And with that, my presentation is ended and I can answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your brevity and also the update on how the city is going to be administering future amendments and that we have one upcoming. Jennifer, we do have a RADA sheet that was sent out regarding some very minor changes to the template for the threshold indicators and compliance measures that'll also be incorporated in the recommendation today. And just for Vince's purpose, just for him to understand our kind of process here, it's unique, is that we have, as you see, the attachments of page 287. To the staff report, we have a proposed ordinance, and then we have an initial environmental checklist, which is very similar to California Environmental Quality Act's initial study. And then required findings of no significant effect, we would be making a recommendation on that. And then we also have a unique situation in Tahoe that we have all these thresholds, and we have threshold indicators. And we need to make sure that projects, especially amendments to our regional plan or to an area plan, in this case, that the city has adopted, that the threshold indicators and compliance measures are going to be met. And then we also have a area plan finding of conformity to make sure that any amendment that is being proposed is in fact conformity with the regional plan. And that regional plan was a hard-fought one that was approved back in December 12th, 2012, before I came on board this august body. So that's what we have. Are there any questions of my colleagues regarding the TCAP amendment? I don't see anything in my chat.
Quick question for John.
Yes.
Sure. Shelley, go ahead.
I think, you know, this is a creative approach, you know, to involving visitors and members of the community to get involved in these industries in kind of a more personal manner. John, does this also permit apprenticeships on site?
That definitely can be a possibility. I guess it would be up to the retail use if they offer those apprenticeships, but I definitely can see that being something that is possible.
Okay. And I gather, based on what I read here on page 285, what precipitated this was the fact that the Tahoe Wellness Center apparently, I gather, was involved in these light industry, small-scale manufacturing practices, and they were deemed to be non-conforming. So I'm assuming these uses were established before the TCAP was adopted in 2013?
That is correct, Commissioner Aldean.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, let me catch up here. I don't see any other questions from my colleagues, so I guess now, Maria, if you will see if we have any commenters from the public about this matter.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we have a couple of public comments. Molly Armanio, go ahead.
Hi, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Oh, great. Yeah, I just wanted to express my support for this. I think it's a really great opportunity for businesses to increase their manufacturing in-house, which is going to be great for reducing vehicle miles traveled and reducing GHG emissions. Another requirement that we're hoping for this amendment for new commercial businesses is that there's a sustainability education component. So new businesses that want to manufacture more in-house will be required to, you know, display to their customers what they're producing and how they're producing it. And I think that's a really interesting and motivating component. So, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, Mr. Chair, we have Nick Exline. Please go ahead if you'd like to address the committee.
Good morning, everybody. I intend to be incredibly brief with you this morning. I just want to echo Ms. Armamino's comments. Fundamentally, I think what's really exciting about this as an opportunity is the sustainable education component that's included within the approval process. It's really, you know, first of its kind. And I think that was really interesting is when the second reading for the unanimous adoption took place at the City of South Lake Tahoe City Council, TRPA was also giving a presentation regarding sustainable tourism. And so we would like to see, you know, this kind of education component and, you know, including that within project approvals, included, you know, within all our projects in the Tahoe Basin. And so very supportive, and thank you so much for your efforts.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, it looks like we have no further public comment on this item.
Thank you. Well, I guess we'll now close public comment period, bring it back to the committee, see if there's any further comments. And John does have a comment. I'm sorry, maybe I overlooked you, John, before.
No, you did not. You have a comment? No problem, Bill. I just added that request. Yeah, I just wanted to echo the commenters that this came to City Council. There was, you know, unanimous support, as was mentioned, in part for we really like the aspects of supporting local businesses in some creative endeavors, and as well as the sustainability education, which could set a trend for for other similar situations, and so definitely encourage the committee to consent to this.
Well, you're just kind of teed up then to make the recommended motion that the governing board approve this require the findings of no significant effect and also approve the project.
Yeah, so should I take these one at a time or both together?
Take it one at a time, please.
Okay. All right. Offer a motion to recommend the TRPA governing board approval of the required findings, including a finding of no significant effect for adoption of proposed Tourist Corp area plan amendments as provided in attachment B.
Thank you, John. Mario, would you please open the roll?
Ms. Saldine?
Yes.
Ms. Gustafson?
Yes.
Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Mr. Friedrich?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Yates?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, the motion passes.
Okay. And then thank you. Make a motion to recommend TRPA Governing Board adoption of Ordinance 2022-. Amending Ordinance 2020-06 as previously amended to amend the Tourist Corp area plan to include the additions and revisions as provided in attachment B.
John, did you want to reference the errata sheet?
I think it's incorporated in attachment B as amended by the errata sheet. Is that correct, Jen?
Inclusive of the errata sheet.
Mr. Chair, this is Jen Self. The errata sheet is actually in attachment E, I believe, and so we could make an amendment to that motion.
So, okay, amend that to include the errata sheet in attachment E.
Correct.
I think it's attachment F. It's attachment F, actually.
Attachment B, comma, and errata sheet as contained in attachment F.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for that clarification, Shelley. So we have a motion before us. Any other comments from the committee members? Otherwise, I think we open the roll here. Mariam, please.
Ms. Gustafson?
Yes.
Ms. Alding?
Yes.
Mr. Friedrich?
Yes.
Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Yates?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, that motion passes.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jennifer and John, for a quick presentation. And it sounds like a really great idea. I hope this works well for the city.
Thank you.
So we're now at item number four, committee member comments. Are there any just general committee member comments about anything or everything? Enjoying the weather, snow, rain. Okay, I don't see any comments, so I'll move on to the last item, which is public interest comments. Our final matter of business is a general public interest comment period. Any member of the public willing to address the Regional Plan Implementation Committee on any item listed or not listed on the agenda may do so at this time. Individuals or groups who have already commented on items listed on the agenda are not permitted to comment on the same topic. The Regional Plan Implementation Committee is prohibited by law from taking immediate action on or discussing issues raised by the public during the public comment period. We'll hear comments on any single topic, not on the agenda, for up to but not to exceed 30 minutes. We will hear as many unique comments as possible. We will hear comments for up to but no more than a total of 60 minutes. All unheard comments can be submitted via email to mambler@trpa.gov and will be forwarded to all committee members. So if any member of the public, Mariam?
Mr. Chair, give it just a moment here to see if there's any further or any public comment.
Okay.
And it looks like we have no public comment for this item.
Okay, well, then I'll close the public comment period. And I guess we're ready for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Hearing no objections, all those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Maybe we did set a record today. Great. Thank you very much.